From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm legendary anchorman Bill Curtis, filling in for Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. Oh, stop now. Stop. We have stuff to do. We don't have time for this because we got a great show for you today. We got Eric Schmidt. He's the executive chairman of Google. He's going to come on to answer our questions. Well, either that or we'll just have him share some of the deeply embarrassing personal details he knows about all of you. We're also happy once again to welcome back the amazing Bill Curtis to fill in for Carl. Carl is feeling a little under the weather, or so he says. All I can say is that he seems to suddenly vanish whenever there is a crisis in North Korea. If you're out there doing your secret work for the government, but want to take a moment to try to win our prize, Carl's voice on your home voicemail, give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's now time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Papa Day, this is Brent Tibbetts from Manila, Guam.
You're calling from Guam?
Yes, I am.
I think you're our first Guamish caller. Not only have I never been to Guam, I have no idea what Guam is like. What is Guam like?
Guam is it's a beautiful island with wonderful people. It's very, very tropical. I think we get 88 to 90 degrees every day.
Wow.
And no more than about 77 at night every night.
So. There you go. Sounds like paradise. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. Brent, first up, it's a man behind Esquire's politics blog and a contributor to Grantland. It's Charlie Pierce.
Hey, Brent.
Next is one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column. It's Roxanne Roberts. And finally, it's the comedian and host of The Morning Amp on Vocalo.org. It's the Prince of Bronzeville, Brian Babylon.
Yep. Hey, Brent, how are you?
So, Brent, as is our tradition, you'll start us off with who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis right here is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. Your job, explain or identify. Two of them, do that. You'll win our prize. Ready to go.
All right. Okay.
Your first quote comes from formerly disgraced South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford.
I just want to acknowledge a God not just of second chances, but of third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth chances.
Mr. Sanford was speaking Tuesday night after he did what?
Was he elected representative of South Carolina again?
Indeed, after he won an election. It turns out the Appalachian Trail leads to Congress. Mark Sanford, of course, is the governor of South Carolina who 3 years ago told his staff he was hiking the Appalachian Trail while romancing his Argentinian mistress. We assume, of course, that once Sanford takes his seat in Congress, he'll request a place on the Foreign Affairs Committee. He hasn't even gotten a seat, and he is paying off already.
So who do you think's going to be in the rom-com when they remake this? Tom Hanks? This is just a rom-com all written over it.
I don't think even Tom Hanks could make this guy less creepy.
Sleepless in Buenos Aires?
Something like that.
All right, so this is a guy who was a laughingstock, we know.
Because by God, if you're a laughingstock, you end up here sooner or later.
Absolutely. Yeah. He lied. He snuck out. He cheated on his wife, and when confronted, he said, well, she's my soulmate. How is this possible?
And he was running under a trespassing rap from his old house.
Man, you guys have never listened to Barry White. Seriously. He's in love.
Yeah, usually when you get caught having an affair, you say it was awful, I should never have done it, I made a terrible mistake. And this guy's like, no, I totally love her. This is my soulmate.
Yep.
And people like said, aw.
Yeah. You know what? You can't... Man, revisit Barry White lyrics. I'm telling you, because it's between the lines.
We make love.
Oh, wait. It all seems to make sense now.
I could die a happy man. I heard Bill Curtis do Barry White.
All right, Brent, your next quote is from Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois observing what he called an historic moment Monday.
The Senate is actually going to vote for a bill.
That's right, they voted on a bill. And the question is, what the bill does? It's big news for people who like to shop on Amazon or Zappos. What is it?
It puts a sales tax on online shopping.
Exactly right. It's the Internet Sales Tax Bill. So they can't pass anything. They can't pass a budget. They can't pass gun control. They can't pass anything. But what do they do pass? A sales tax on the Internet. Finally, Congress has fulfilled its purpose and eliminated all the good things in our lives. The idea, of course, is to give local businesses a competitive edge, or at least equality, with the Internet. You know, why would you buy something down the street where you can save the tax by buying it online? But what they don't realize is that we are Americans. We will pay anything not to have to leave the house. If I have to pick between paying $50 in Internet tax and putting on pants, hello, Amazon.
So are we going to, like, dance around the question that everyone's asking? Or?
Go for it.
So it's like, are we going to get, are they going to tax, you know, people's, you know, adult movies?
Brian.
Yeah, wait, wait.
Brian,
wait, wait. That is your first thought?
No, I have been following the story all week, and basically the set of everyone asking that question, it consists of you.
And no one is asking that.
No, and as far as I know,
the most popular thing that people do on the internet, no one is asking. And if you guys, come on, that's big money. That could close the fiscal deficit. If we just tax internet adult movies, fiscal gap.
Let's assume the sales tax works and it drives people back from the internet to real stores. But we've all been shopping on the internet tax-free for so many years. How has it changed our habit? Will people, like, decide as they're sort of pushing their cart around the store, they don't really want the waffle maker, just pick it up, throw it on the ground, keep going?
I mean, the whole notion of, like, you're going to go to, like, the Geppetto puppet store and see, like, his new Pinocchio model. And, like, I can get that cheaper at Amazon. I don't think people are really doing that as much as they say.
Really?
No.
We're buying many fewer puppets than we used to.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. People aren't doing that as much as they
ever since the puppet bubble burst. True. Yeah. Brent, your last quote is a possibly alarmist headline from this week's news.
Plague of sex-crazed monster grasshoppers to hit East Coast.
That headline is from The Register. It refers to the fact that after 17 years, an enormous brood of what is back?
Locusts.
Close enough. Cicadas. We'll call them locusts. That's good enough. Yes, cicadas. They're bugs. Who knows? They're gross. They're big. They're big red eyes. The cicadas emerged by the billions on the East Coast this week. They've been underground since 1996, which is why they all flew out wearing baggy jeans and making Seinfeld references and trying to log onto their AOL accounts. The cicada, it's an amazing creature. It has a strange life cycle. They mate like crazy. They disappear for 17 years.
It's like Mark Sanford.
And then they come back out. Yeah, except Sanford's like, guys, it only takes about 3 years. Yeah. Then you can come out.
Right. How long do they live?
I don't know. Does anybody, any entomologists in the room? I don't know. They live a few days
now. Of course there's an entomologist in this room.
It says Bumblebee. Bill, how did Brent do in our quiz?
Brent from Guam is great.
There
perfect
you go.
Score.
Well
congratulations.
Done. Thank you so much for playing, Bill.
Thank you.
Take care.